This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Tuesday, October 27th, 2020. I'm Mark Boulanger. As the pandemic continues to sicken, kill, and unemploy people around the world, the international labour movement is fighting for a guaranteed minimum labour protection floor. The call comes from the International Trade Union Confederation, which represents national labour centres such as the Ghana Trades Union Congress and the AFL-CIO in the United States. In a recent online commentary, Sharon Burrow, the ITUC's General Secretary, describes why guaranteed labour protection is needed. She mentions the UN's International Labour Organization, the ILO.
We need a new social contract. We need a social contract that guarantees people full employment, decent work, social protection, and indeed the fundamental rights that make it possible for people to understand that there are commitments to minimum living wages, to collective bargaining, to social protection, to the things that will drive economies, make for decent and more equal living, and of course, provide us with the basis of resilience for a sustainable economy. The global world of work is in disintegration. When you consider a global workforce of around 3 billion people, indeed, 60% of them are now in informal work. That's not just in developing economies, it's in all of our economies, and particularly with the explosion of platform work and other unregulated models of business. We know that even before COVID-19, the convergence of inequality and indeed the climate emergency meant that we had to rebuild the employment model, rebuild a world of work that was based on rights, on social dialogue, on agreements between employers and workers and government, tripartitism, to build a just future. So last year, the ILO Centenary Declaration focused on these issues. First of all, it looked at the fact that only 40% were in the formal employment arena, and even then, contracts of employment were often short-term, or they were low-wage, or there was discrimination. Women were indeed still not guaranteed equal pay or participation in the labour market at the levels that we want. And of course, hours of work had again exploded. So the employers, the governments and the unions negotiated a labour protection floor that all workers, irrespective of the employment contract, should have fundamental rights, including, of course, freedom of association and the right to bargain collectively. They should have occupational health and safety, and we're in a fight to see that included in fundamental rights at work. Indeed, they should have minimum wages that are adequate, that you can live on with dignity. And we should have maximum hours of work. If everybody in the world had that fundamental labour protection floor married with universal social protection, then we would have a labour market with rights and resilience that underpinned Goal 8, decent work. We need to make sure that women are part of a just recovery. And we want a just transition for climate and for technology, because even as we deal with the climate emergency, then indeed we know that technology has to be part of that story, both as we fight for the opportunities for technology, the skills that we need for the jobs associated with new technology, but equally the fight against the technologies that will simply destroy jobs, erode privacy, create an even greater model of surveillance in our economies than we have today.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. You can find our features and daily newscasts on our website at radiolabor.net. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.